Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Armchair Expert early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Or you can listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Armchair Expert, Experts on Expert. We have an unconventional expert today, but when you hear him talk, you will know he is an expert.
Peek behind the curtain, he was going to be a Monday.
Sure.
Because obviously he would be a Monday. Yeah. But then it got really interesting. We got into a lot of filmmaking stuff, and it was so cool that it was like, no, you know what?
You were editing.
Yep.
And you text me, what if we moved Seth to Thursday? And I said, no, you have bad ideas.
Fuck you.
You're a piece of shit.
I hate you.
Don't ever think again. Yeah. Click. And then I forgot about it, and then you did it anyways.
I just did it.
And now we're here.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen is an actor. He's a comedian. He is a filmmaker. He is a martial arts star.
Yeah.
Remember when he was a kid in Canada, he was all about that karate. Superbad, This Is the End, Knocked Up, Neighbors, Pineapple Express, in a new series that I it'll be obvious in the episode. Truly, I love this show.
I'm still dying to see it.
Oh, it's so impressive.
Oh,
it's so funny and impressive, and the plot is like a freight train.
Ooh.
It's called The Studio, and it's on Apple TV, March 26th. So please, I couldn't recommend it enough.
I lump him in with Chelsea Handler of people in this industry who are extremely generous.
Mm-hmm.
They say yes all the time if you ask a favor.
Yeah.
I don't think people really know that about him, but he is.
I think he's just a lover of it. You know, like there's haters.
Yeah.
There's jealous people. He's a lover.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
He loves projects. He pops up in things. He just loves the whole world.
We like Seth.
Yeah. I like when the good guys win.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Please enjoy Seth Rogen.
Navigating family matters can be tough. At Learners, we understand the challenges you face. Whether you need help drafting a prenup, filing for divorce, or making support arrangements, at Learners, our team of experienced family lawyers are here to guide you every step of the way. These are life-altering events that come with many questions and concerns. Trust Learners to help you move forward. Visit learnersfamily.com or give us a call at 1-800-263-5583 today.
I'm John Robbins, and joining me on How Do You Cope this week is the musician, writer, and presenter, Jordan Stevens.
I think, honestly, before that point, I might have been lying a little bit in therapy. I might not have really been understanding what it was that I could do in there. I definitely didn't think it was a safe space because I didn't tell my therapist what I'd done.
So that's How Do You Cope with me, John Robbins. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
He's an armchair expert. He's an armchair expert. He's an armchair expert.
Something very specific happens.
Oh, what do you want to know what happened? I already informed him about the robbery.
It's related.
Okay.
Was there another robbery?
There's been a second robbery.
Was there a follow-up robbery? They missed some shit?
They forgot a few things.
You know what's weird? That is the only thing that bothers me. I can accept that the stuff got stolen. It's the notion like, well, are they going to come back? It's very easy.
They had a good time.
Yeah.
Things went well.
That's what's driving me a little bonkers.
And they know we're going to obviously replace the cameras.
We have to.
It's just a never-ending camera replenishment.
Exactly.
They open a camera shop to the corner, sells the same 12 cameras.
I'd be delighted to buy them off.
Just broker a deal with them.
Seriously.
Like the mafia. I'm willing to pay them $500 a month to just stay away.
Pay them camera protection.
Yeah.
But when I have anxiety, I cut my hair compulsively.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I have a lot of time. I'm going to really get in front of the mirror and then I'm going to start trimming my hair. And I got lost in it. And then I thought, I should just glance them. I'm sure I got 10 minutes left. And I was like, 4 minutes after.
Oh, my God.
I was in a state of flow, I guess.
You need a rule. Maybe no cutting before an interview.
I know. I thought it was going to be three snips, as I always do.
You just couldn't stop. It was too good.
What's your thing that you'll most lose sense of time doing? Is it the pottery?
I would say I'm annoyingly conscious of time all the time. Sometimes when I